countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Well, it is hard to get your head around the staggering disappearance of curlews in Ireland. In just 30 years, their population has dropped by 98%. It is barely clinging on with less than 120 breeding pairs left. And one of the problems, I suppose, for the curlew is the fact that it nests on the ground in grasses during May and June, on the very same grasses that farmers cut for silage. Well, the National Parks and Wildlife Service are working with farmers to increase the curlew's chance of survival. They're even attaching GPS trackers to the birds so they know where they are and how to mind them and look after them. Hannah Quinn Mulligan went to Galway to find out more.
So the team is here and everyone has their binoculars, so you can see him, can you?
Yeah, we can see him just above us here. And we'll likely hear a call or two in a moment as he comes to investigate.
Oh my God, I've never seen a live curlew before.
Fantastic. They're stunning birds.
So we're here today in the beautiful Slievochtes overlooking a lake and the mist is rising. It's early morning and I cannot tell you exactly where we are because we're here with the National Parks and Wildlife Service and our aim today is to catch a male curlew and put a GPS tracker on it. And they're highly endangered birds, so their locations are top secret. And Sean Kelly is here with me and also Alan Walsh as well. So Alan, you're actually going to trap the bird, is it?
We will hopefully be able to trap it. We'll judge the bird's behaviour and so on and see if that's conducive to us being able to put a net down and catch it. If he only kind of comes and gives a kind of courteous look, but he isn't really interested in defending the territory as a result of the call, then we might sort of step down on that. So it's very much in response to the bird's behaviour that we make a judgment call on that.
So how many pairs of curlew do we have left in Ireland?
We have less than 120 pairs at the moment, and that's probably kind of a 99% decline to say the early 80s as to how many pairs we used to have. So they really are kind of on the brink as such in Ireland.
Well, look, the team is gathering and we have a couple other members here, so I don't want to hold you up. So do you want to get your lure out and I'll follow on?
Great.
So Hubert Sauvignon, the head of the curlew conservation programme here. We're walking down a path between all this bog and you're carrying plates for an explosive device that's going to launch a net that's going to catch this curlew. So it's going to happen today. Last year we tried to find a curlew, we found a hen harrier.
Yes, yeah.
How has the curlew programme been going since I saw you last year?
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of heartbreak as well, as the situation of the curlew is really difficult and complicated, but we've fantastic teams on the ground and everybody's working really hard. So this year we are quite happy to report that pretty much all of the curlew that we're expecting to see back at our 9 core areas are coming back. So it's there's hope yet. It's great news.
The bird won't be hurt. You're just blasting a net around it, essentially.
Just firing a net at over its head.
And so what's the next step now? What are you about to do? I see you have a dummy curlew that you're going to put there.
We have to use a dummy curlew, yes, exactly, with a bit of a playback call as well. And that sort of stimulates the male in the territory to get more aggressive to it and come down. And basically, he attacks it. And at that point, we fire the net over it because we know he's in exactly the position within the net area that we want him to be in, which is very safe. And that's when we hopefully we'll catch it.
The call has just gone out. So we've taken a step back and everyone has their binoculars. So Hubert, what's going on there? You can see better than I can.
The curlew is high up in the air, kind of above forestry, and I think he's checking the surrounding area to see where the sound is coming from.
Bear, am I cursed?
Not at all.
You'll never allow me out again.
No, probably not now, yeah.
We had two of them at one stage that were on either side of it, kind of looking, but they wouldn't come any closer.
Yeah, two birds calling, one either side, one in the distance and one close, but I think we're probably on the edge of the territory, it seems, by the behaviour of the birds. They're just not fully committed.
Yeah.
So
obviously we didn't manage to catch the curlew today, but we did see the curlew. And there are lots of conversations about, I know it's maybe a political point, about rewilding and things like that, but for the habitat that's in front of us, it does need some form of grazing management at certain points of year.
These areas, you know, there's kind of some nice, I suppose, maybe low-intensity farming, and this is really good for wildlife. And we need to continue that farming at that intensity and kind of, I suppose, targeting the management.
You talked earlier about the curlew chick, and the curlew chick, its defensive mechanism is to hide and to crouch even lower, which isn't much good when the silage mower is coming along. But at the same time, the farmer wants to make silage in May because it's going to be better quality, and especially in a time like this where feed prices have gone through the roof, you know, high quality forage is really, really important.
It absolutely, I mean, if we're asking farmers to make changes to their system and to, like I say, to not cut in May when it might get the best product, then we need to financially reward them to produce a different product as such, and that's a biodiversity product. So there should be a reward for that at that biodiversity market, so the farmer as such isn't at a loss at the end of the season.
I know you're heading on to Roscommon, to another top secret location, to try and track the curlew today. And I've got to go home to my own farm in Limerick. But will you keep us updated on what happens with you and the curlew, and in terms of the breeding project and everything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we'll have our tagging program finish up in the coming weeks, and we can report back on how things have gone, and hopefully that GPS data has come in handy to locate nests and eventually, ultimately, produce more chicks.
Lovely sound there. Hannah Quinn Mulligan with Sean Kelly from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And he gave us an update, and there are now trackers on 12 curlews. And he also told us that one of the birds they caught in Monaghan, they tracked it, that it flew to the Yorkshire Dales for a week before returning to the exact same spot in Monaghan 7 days later, which is remarkable. So good luck to Sean and his team there.